Harvest. At the Wewahitchka Tupelo Harvest, there are bottles lined up on tables. Plastic bears hug fronts to each other's backs, make an army of sweetness poured, dark and strong, into bottles, maybe fierce, maybe just pretending, maybe absolving the shape of bear from the burden to grizzle and scare. Whatever happens, whatever shape is found, the honey has flowed, flown, fallen into hands that work it through precise machines, making it clean, pure Tupelo. The word is Algonquin and full of swamp, but we've borrowed it to mean deep south, to mean the sliver of May that the beekeepers can use. The banners, the bottles, the signs, apiary, apiary, apiary. Behind the counters, does this look like work or like fulfillment? I can't believe there would be a logical end of things for beekeepers. All day people in hats shaped like bumblebees and wasps mull through the harvest. Either they know the answers or they don't care about the questions. Whatever this map of mud and sweetness is, I have bought into it. I'm younger than anyone here, and I have read books about bees, but I've only been stung twice. I'm caught white-handed, I might say, and they all think I'm a Yankee or a punk rocker. It's a nice day for a white wedding. Veils and sun-bleached hair, it's necessity, not vanity, but I know I'm out of place despite my appetite for honey, honey, more honey, the endless baskets of various ambers, swamp dark and brooding, even in wrinkled hands, aged faces, gold-capped teeth twinkling a bit like a pirate's under the brim of straw hats that keep out the sun. Its heat lets us know we're alive, we're flesh, we're none of us bees.